A Profound Secret was my first non-cookery book in over 25 years, well over. And I by that time was longing to write a non-cookery book, but I didn't know what to write about. And I just found these, by complete chance, these passionate love letters from Burne Jones to my great-grandmother, which were just in a family house. Nobody'd seen them. They'd never been seen. They'd never been in a library.
Burne Jones being Edward Burne Jones.
Edward Burne Jones, the Pre-Raphaelite painter, very, very famous. And everybody had known that they'd known each other because they were part of a small sort of cultural circle in London. And she was a sort of hostess of all these artistic types and things. But nobody knew until I began reading these letters that it was passion. And they are the most amazing letters. And it turned into a sort of detective story. I'd never done anything like it. But because of these letters, I realised I had to do something. And then I discovered that her beautiful daughter, who he painted, I think, one of the most famous portraits, because Andrew Lloyd Webber now owns it, and it's one of his favourite, a picture of this beautiful daughter in a black dress, who I then learnt came to a sad end and died young, of a broken heart, which is what my great-grandmother told everybody, but nobody knew really why she died. She just sort of dropped down dead. And so part of my book then became, after Burne Jones died, became to do with finding out about her and why she died, and then her mother, my great-grandmother, was sort of absolutely tragically heartbroken, and then she made an amazing thing in her life. She started the first British War Library for the First World War. And so there were these extraordinary women and quite emancipated women.
And it was Andrew Lloyd Webber who kind of set you off on deciding to find out about the story, wasn't it?
Well, because he didn't know. He'd bought this painting and he had no idea. He just thought, what an absolutely beautiful painting, which it is, of a very beautiful young girl. I mean, she was 19 when Burne Jones painted it. But he didn't know who she was, because I saw him at a party. He was the other side of the room. I didn't know him, but I knew that he had this painting, which of course none of us in the family could see anymore because he had it. And so I would just sort of barged up to him and said, "You've got this painting of my great aunt, and I really would like to see it." And then I told him who she was, and I also told him, you know, there's this mystery of the broken heart, and that her mother, Burne Jones, was secretly in love with her mother and everything like that. And he was very fascinated, so of course he said, "Come and see it." and then it sort of all started, and then I found relations I'd never met before, I'd never even known existed before, and they sort of delved about in their attics and found letters from my great-grandmother, but to all sorts of people. And it was, you know, it was a jigsaw. It was the detective thing. And it was the most thrilling thing I'd ever done in my life, actually. I absolutely loved it.
And the family home was Kiddington Hall, which Oxfordshire listeners will probably know.
Yeah, very nearby. Yes, absolutely. And which was owned by my grandfather until 1953, when the bottom of the market, he sold it. It had about kind of 12 leaks in the roof, buckets all along the corridors. He was very eccentric. He hadn't even put in electricity in 1953, or any kind of heating. It was really extraordinary.
Have you got memories of it?
Oh, yes. I went there a lot till I was 10, and then I've been back many times since firstly to see people who used to work there and everything like that. They're sort of all dead now. Now Jemima Khan has bought it, and she's doing work on it at the moment. She says, "I'm just going to look at it when it's done." And she's read the book, and I mean, because it's very fascinating for her too, because it's a life there as it used to be.
So that's a bit of a life-changing experience for you then, that?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the most amazing moment of all, when I was going to this cousin's house over and over again to look at all these letters and transpose these letters and everything, and in these drawers where all these letters were, higgledy-piggledy, I sort of was putting them back one day, and I felt this parcel at the back of the drawer, and I took it out, and it was sort of paper that was so brittle with age, and there was some string wrapping it up, which was sort of crumbled in my hand. I opened it up, and there were about 20 paintbrushes, some with paint still on. And then a little label had dropped off it in my great-grandmother's writing, and she explained that these paintbrushes were the paintbrushes used to paint this amazing painting of her daughter, the doomed daughter, that Edward Burne-Jones had given her after he finished the painting. He gave the painting to her, and he also gave her these paintbrushes.
So romantic.
And touching the past. Talk about touching the past. And I sort of held the paintbrush in my hand. It was absolutely amazing. And this feeling of touching the past.